This is Bias Bender, and I'm Kayla Stokes. Welcome to the next episode of this podcast where we are exploring the lives of Black women from the past and the present in order to imagine the future. This week, we are reflecting on 1 year of Bias Bender. Hello, everyone. Yes, that's right. It's been a whole year of this podcast. First of all, thank you so much for listening to any and all of this podcast as I've rambled on for a whole year about everything that's been on my mind. I am incredibly grateful. This year has shown me so much, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'm learning to take everything for what it is. Through all of it, I'm so glad to have had this slice of my life be occupied by goodness. This podcast has filled my brain with new knowledge and skills, and I'm just so happy that you've been along for the ride with me. A big thing I've dived into this year is trying to not be afraid of being seen trying. Before this, I had no idea how to make a podcast, let alone how to mostly single-handedly produce a podcast, but I feel like I've learned a lot, and it's been really important to me that I've been able to learn in front of others. I am always happy to share an end result that is impressive in some way, but being able to continually put out work that explores new territory to me was definitely intimidating in the beginning. And I'm so glad I have stuck with it because having to confront the idea that other people will consume my work and have whatever thoughts they have about it has bolstered the fact that I like who I am and what I make. And if it speaks to one other person out there in the abyss of the internet, then it's worth putting out there. Sometimes that other person might even just be myself at a different point in time when I'm listening back to what I've created, and that's enough for me. But I'm well aware that it's not just me listening to the podcast. You're here too, and that is so very special. I honestly am still blown away that there are people not only all over the US that are tuning in, but literally like folks from all over the globe. Are you kidding me? Y'all want to hear my little old podcast? To say I'm honored is an understatement. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. So today I wanted to take a look back on this year of podcasting and share with you the words of voices of some of the folks who I had the pleasure of sharing this podcast space with. I asked almost everyone who I interviewed this year the same question, and I'm so glad I did because now we can look back on what everyone has been hoping and dreaming about for the future. Our present can seem, well, all over the place, but I am always grounded by thinking about the good that is coming our way. So please join me in uplifting the hopes and dreams of some Black women I am very proud to share space with. Okay, here we go. So as you know from listening to so many episodes of my podcast, I like to ask everyone the same question towards the end of our conversations. And so I'm going to ask you that question. So this podcast looks at the past and the present in order to imagine the future. Now we've talked about the past and you are very much the present. So what are your hopes for the future?
What a wonderful, wonderful way to end this podcast. Well, my hope for the future is that our world becomes a world where we, and I'm talking about Black women and probably Black children as well, all Black people, don't have to do what I talked about earlier in the podcast, and that's prove ourselves, mm-hmm. Right? I think the time is now. You know, our country is really kind of recovering from a whole lot right now. Right? And we've been exposed to the problems. We all know what the problems are. And it's up to all of us to do better.
Yeah.
And what that looks like for me in the future is a world where if you want to be a salesperson, you don't have to worry about what you sounded like on the phone. Did they know that I was Black?
Yeah.
And when you show up, the conversation goes a different way than what you had expected it to be. But it means being in a world where that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. You show up for the call, and if you provide a good service and a product to the customer, they buy it.
Yep.
Right? End of story. Right. It also looks like we get the chance to be in these corporations, mm-hmm. and that when you are in a corporation, you don't look around and say, wow, there's just no one that looks like me here.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for the future. And I hope that you and your brother and your sister will help to make that a reality, along with the rest of the world.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to hope for.
That's it.
Oh, man. That question made my brain go in so many different places. So I am currently in a doctoral program.
Cool.
I've been in it for almost 3 years. I'm actually defending my dissertation in March. So next I'll officially be Dr. Butler, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But that is one thing that I'm looking forward to personally. I think one of the reasons I'm looking forward to it is because I never thought that I would get a doctorate, for one. But two, I share this a lot, but as a Black woman, it goes back to your question. As a Black woman, I feel that Dr. Butler has to show up before I do, before my age does, before my race does. And so I'm excited for the achievement, but I know that it's going to put me in spaces that I wouldn't have had access to otherwise, so that I can continue this work at the level that needs to happen for the future to look different.
Mm-hmm.
The mission of Diversity Talks, or the vision, I would say, is that we live in an anti-racist society, right? With shared responsibility, shared accountability, and that we're really like elevating and liberating the oppressed. And so I see that in our future. I hope that that is the future that we're working towards. And so I hope that like DT is monumental in making that happen in some way. Like the universe is sending me messages and I'm just following. And so I hope that, that's the future we're going towards.
I'm looking forward to, in my industry, what's next post COVID. I feel like our industry especially is changing. We are at the like pinnacle of a new direction of the food service industry. And I am looking forward to what that looks like. And I'm also looking forward to being a part of that change. I want to be, and I actually am, thank you God, because of the bubble, on the forefront of how we are going to move going forward now that we have this debilitating thing that we all have to watch out for. Like it's not anything that we've had to encounter before, not with any other, not with like mad cow or any of these things. Like we've never had to deal with like this. And I want to be more involved in helping others create like this new wave of how we're gonna move. And I just know that it's going to be fantastic, and this is history. Like, I'm just going to be a part of history, and I love it, and I'm looking forward to it, and it's awesome.
I mean, for the industry at large, I wanted to keep continuing to grow, to be inclusive, and not be tokenized. You know, I quickly realized when I got in the industry that a lot of this stuff is tokenism. Like, they will not care about you, but they will put you in a position or, you know, put this person on a cover or do whatever because it looks good and they know they need to. And, you know, it's sad that it's so much social injustices and everything need to happen for a shift. But I think that the industry really is finally shifting to become more inclusive, you know, and be held accountable. And for the industry overall, you know, especially me really wanting to be more in beauty now, and, you know, the African-American dollar runs deep in the beauty industry. And I think that we don't, you know, we never really got the recognition for that. but I think now it's happening. And so for industry at large, I just hope that continues to happen. And I want it to be authentic, real, raw. Like, I want my people to get that paper and not because they feel like they need to be hired, because they really, you know, love their talent and things like that. And so I think the industry is going in a good direction for that. And I hope that continues to happen at large.
I always think big.
Yes.
I want Pill Legacy to be international. There's always a girl hurting. And I just think that Pill Legacy just got the dope recipe.
I hope to keep working. Yeah. I hope that more Black and Brown creatives get more work, more opportunities to work in this field. I think there's, you know, there's this idea that theater and entertainment are safe spaces from systemic racism. And it's just not true. The inequities in the industry end up deciding like what projects get made and who gets to direct them and who gets to design them. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking. So, recently I've been ruminating over manifesting kind of my own studio to fill these gaps in the industry. I'd love to have a group that sort of can produce their own works and design projects that just embolden designers and creatives to continue to tear down the limits around who's let into this community and what kind of content is allowed to get made. You know, and I mean content in a storytelling sense, because there's still so many limitations around literally what stories get to be made, as you know.
Yep.
Like what gets funding, and then also in like a performance style sense, because like eventually artistically even the stage itself can become a limit of sorts, you know. So
right.
I hope that my career and the industry just gets more curious, more explorative, about individuals and about like how we're making things.
I definitely want to style the BET Awards in 2021. I checked my journal and it was like style the BET Awards. Excuse me. I believe it was like April of 2017. I didn't even know I wrote that. I just looked back recently because I was like, it's a pandemic. Why not? I might need to journal. And I was like, oh, that was a goal. So that would be awesome. Trying to relocate to New York as well very, very soon. So those are like my main goals, because I love New York so much. And styling the BET Awards would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So well, those are like my main two. And just to keep staying in a good place mentally. Because it's easy to not. So that would be great.
I think I'm looking forward to continuing to grow as a therapist. I go to work every day feeling like I'm making a difference. And because of that, like, my heart is full. I really love what I do. So I never thought that I would reach as many people as I've reached on Instagram. Like, that's crazy to me. And so that alone inspires me. And all the messages that people put under my comments, I don't read them all, but the majority of them are really, really inspiring and encouraging me to continue to post things and thanking me. And so that keeps me inspired as well. I think that we need more Black and Brown people in this career field, especially bilingual and Spanish-speaking therapists, because that is something that I see that's a huge gap that needs to be filled. So I think I'm just looking forward to seeing where I go as far as my business is concerned, developing a specialty. That's something that I've been considering, because we're, as therapists, we're trained, you know, in general mental health, but some clinicians have specific trainings with certain diagnoses and symptoms and stuff like that. So that is a topic that I've been kind of, you know, bouncing around in my head, is what type of specialty I want to start working on. And I hope that one day, I wish that everybody could like go to therapy, because I swear the things that I've learned about myself, like unpacking my childhood and learning about why I respond a certain way to in my relationships and my friendships, it's just so much that I've learned about myself. So I hope that we maybe in my generation, I don't know, that we don't have like this huge stigma associated with it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, we can get access expanded to the people that really need it, because there's a lot of people that want to go to therapy, but, you know, it's not free.
Right.
And there's resources out there. But I think in general, we have to get paid as therapists too. So I just hope that we can expand with more funding so we can get the services out to the people that need it the most.
For the future, I am super excited. I'm super excited to just bring more amazing, iconic moments that could live forever, that my, I don't want to call them clients, but like, my live dolls could be excited about and just be, you know, mm-hmm. like a walking billboard. I'm just excited to bring more fashion and awareness to my hometown, because I just moved back home. So I'm cool. excited to like be a platform to show people that you can kind of do, we're in a living in a time where you kind of do anything anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, just becoming more worldwide. Like, I want my stuff to be in like China and just Paris, London. So just becoming a worldwide name is like the ultimate goal.
Well, you know, I've been really fortunate with the roles that I've gotten over the past couple of years and the people that I've been able to work with. I always say I'm spoiled. Like, I've done like, I think 6 movies now or something like that. And majority of those films have been with Black directors. And even some with Black production teams. And that's what I'm really passionate about. I've worked with other people too. Like, I've worked with white directors, female and male, and I know the difference. I know the difference. And more importantly, I see how they see me. And I prefer to just work with the Black directors. That's what I'll say. And that's just kind of what it is. I want to continue to tell stories of our people and tell stories of Black women, because we're such a colorful species, and we're not a one-note people at all. And there's just so many different stories that are available that we can tell. And I just want to be a part of that. So that's what I hope mainly for my career, is that I can continue to do that, because I definitely think that I've been on the path of doing that. But also, when I'm looking at my next role, I always want it to be completely different from what I just finished. I want to, if somebody's going to label me as something, label me as a transformational actor. Like, that's what I want to be. But I always want to be playing. I just want to play all different kinds of Black women. Like, that's what I want to do. And so that's kind of the hopes for my career, is that I can just keep going in that direction. I don't want to be boxed in anything or labeled as one type, because period, I paid $65,000 a year to be able to do it all, and so I'm gonna get all that money worth. But yeah, my hope for the industry is that we just continue to keep evolving and telling the stories of people of color, and giving a voice to people that just haven't had one yet and that so wonderfully deserve it.
Well, my hopes are like, well, that we get to take up more space, that we get to be everywhere. I hope that it becomes mundane to see Black women in every single space and time. I really hope that we get to start telling the stories of Black women day to day that are not just long suffering, that are living, because there's just, I really want there to be a resurgence of humanity to the Black female form, and the fact that we're not just in service to things around us, but that we are this, these complex people and entities that do so much. So I guess my hope for the future is that it becomes a norm to see, appreciate, honor, and hold Black women in every artistic space, in really every space. I hope it becomes normal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I pray for my daughter that it is not even a question in her mind.
Right.
You know, I want to be arguing about something new is what I'm saying. I want to be in 2030 like, your car is flying too slow. I do not want to be talking about if Black women can be in love in a rom-com, you know?
Yeah. Like,
so that's what my hope is that this labor is not in vain, and that when we cross that other side, it's like, oh yeah, this is exactly what it's always should be.
Oh, wow. I hope for a future where little Black kids, and I've worked with kids for a very long time, where the quality of their education is no longer dictated by the color of their skin, and especially by the zip code in which they live, right? I dream a world in which Black and brown children receive quality education alongside their white peers. And I dream of a future where this, my election isn't unique, like where it's not, where it's just normal that that a certain population, that queer people, that Black women, that we have elected office, and that's normal and it's expected, and that I'm not the only one, right? I do dream of a world where, and I dream of a Senate in Georgia where I'm not the only out person serving. And I also dream of a future where being a Black woman is not just celebrated by us. I think that we as Black women have done a lot of work to love ourselves, and we know how strong we are. We know how resilient we are. We know how awesome we are. And I dream of a world where other people see that too, right? Where other people recognize that we come with an immense amount of gifts to share with the world, and that those things should be celebrated and not just tolerated, right? Mm. And I think finally, I dream of a world where little Black girls growing up in the South, in a place like Calpin, South Carolina, where I'm from, where they can grow up free to be whoever they are. If they're little queer girls, that's cool. If they're just little smart, nerdy girls who like math, that's good, and that they can be in the math class and not be the only little Black girl there, right? I dream of a world where we get to be free. And I hope, my hope is that I get to be a part of creating that world. That's why I ran for office, is to help live into that. And so that's the world that I'm trying to cultivate and make. And I'm grateful for those who've come before me, who've helped move us closer and closer in that direction.
Wow. I don't know about you, but hearing those thoughts really builds me up. And those hopes and dreams aren't even specifically my own, but holding space for them makes me feel invested in each dream's journey. I am so glad that I get to be a part of that, and I'm absolutely floored that you want to be along for the ride too. Thanks again for a really wonderful year of Bias Bender. I'm really excited to see where we'll end up next. I'll catch you next time, and until then, thank you so much for listening. Original music, as always, is by Adam Westerman.